that's really nice. Oh, looking forward to getting the letter. You tell Paul I said thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Michael's doing really good and got the one pair of correction shoes that you sent for him. And Maria got your letter also today.
That's good. There's a pair coming. And they should be there now. And also, tell Maria that I sent her two powders that she wanted. And that it should come to her. So for her to keep a close lookout.
She got your letter telling you that already, so she knows.
I didn't copy you, sorry.
She got your letter telling you that, and Jimmy said hi.
Tell him I say hi.
Miss him very much.
You copy?
I copy. Just want to say hi, and I'll see you later, okay?
Okay, thanks for getting up. I know it's late down there, and I love you, and I'll see you soon.
I wanted to, and also Penny sends you a hi also.
Tell Penny I did my best, and I'll see you soon.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Call in at the 6.
You can't do it. Just use what you have of the 4 and then fill out the order with 6. Well, evidently the order, you haven't filled the order with just 1,000 bags, is that right? Did Ron, evidently. I guess he thought he got the order was bigger. You got 1,000 so far? Okay, we'll see if it can be exchanged, even if the others have to be manufactured, and then let me know. So, but they do want to go in on the foreigner to open in for the cheaper price, even though it requires more accessories. Is that the general feeling there? What would you add to it?
Go ahead.
We had a
absolutely overwhelmed. You copy?
Yes.
Said it's just fantastic, and he's going to do a two-page spread. You copy?
Roger.
And it's going to make sure it gets nationwide.
Roger.
And that ought to take care of some of the lives.
Really? Roger.
He's just absolutely overwhelmed with everything he saw, and he's seen nothing like it, and that he said that the world is the chessboard, and that he plans to be playing down here.
Roger, well, to be expected, this beauty speaks for itself.
Sure does. Here.
Yeah, that's the fact. That's
and the
fact.
Author and movie producer, do you copy?
Roger.
You copy?
Roger.
The author and movie producer who's been here for some days, do you copy?
Roger.
He said that time is on our side. The time is on our side, and it takes care of everything. Do you copy?
Roger.
Said that this is a model of will and commitment and better than any nation because it has more strength than any nation. Do you copy?
Roger. Roger, the frequency is in use. Thank you for checking. WD6DVI with WD6MID portable 803. Thanks for checking.
And the publisher was concerned about getting Robert to Tampa. Concerned about getting Robert to Tampa. He's concerned about his health.
Roger.
And he was quite helpful, and he's going to do, follow up with anything he can there. Do you copy?
Roger.
So today was a very exciting day. We had 10 other people that are similar to the publisher that came out today also.
Roger.
You know, people from here.
Roger.
And everyone was absolutely overwhelmed. They'd never seen anything like it in their life. By the way, the movie producer's already started some of his work.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Yeah, Roger. So, anyway, you can pass some of the good news around. It's a very, very exciting day for all of us here.
Roger. I'll tell everybody here. They're all very interested. Absolutely over.
Roger. I mean, it really was something. You know, for us to see it, but to share it with others and have them really appreciate it for the true sense that it really is, and for people to see how, what is really the sensitivity, the creativity, the harmony, the peace and love and everything that exists here. It's beautiful to be able to share it with others and have them appreciate it too for what it really is.
Roger.
To get some love. notice to Dr. Kyle about the visit here by the publisher, if you copy.
Roger.
Tell him, you know, one of the top 50, and just what he had to say.
Roger.
Winston would like to hear from some people. Winston would like to hear from some people on the same subject.
Roger.
And tell Winston to be sure to talk to this person, the publisher, before they do any of their work.
Roger.
Now Winston has friends.
Roger.
Okay, stand by for one more message, and I think that might be it. Just a minute. Tell Felicia, whoever has to pack, didn't pack properly and some things got messed up. So she knows it wasn't Felicia because she knows she does a good job, but just tell her to watch whoever's helping, you know, pack things for catching, okay? Well, I don't know if she mentioned some spices or something that got messed up, and I don't know exactly, but... I can get more specifics if you want.
I'm here. Do you copy?
Roger.
Tonight we had some guests and some people that Connie had invited, and Connie was here and it went very well. We showed them the pictures of the beautiful place over there, and they were very, very impressed. It was a nice evening. Over.
Jess was talking on the other telephone. He was wondering if that improved.
It's the same, but the rest of the general seems to be pretty well, over.
Keep her happy until... Her friend and her get their lovely new apartment. She'll love it. It's going to be finished ahead of time. Isn't that the way it was supposed to be, her and her friend? By the way, her friend will like something.
What?
will really like something.
Oh, yeah?
It's about 6 inches long. And it goes,
It goes what?
It goes,
Oh, that's neat. I know a friend will like it.
It won't always be 6 inches long.
I'm sure a friend can adjust over.
It bounced up by the good... It bounced up by the publisher.
Roger.
And thought he might assist him with his chicken.
Oh, that's good, that's good. Well, that sounds very interesting. I don't know that you still like
that. Joe said he's never seen such a fascinating creature in his life.
Well, that says a lot. That says a lot.
You'll love it. It's beautiful and strong.
And very independent, it sounds good. Thank you. That's something.
It stalks like it owns the jungle.
Obviously, doesn't know it's always the jungle.
Obviously. It's not even weaned and thinks it can handle chicken. Law found it way down in the jungle, just in time.
Yeah, Law, come a long way.
I miss you too, and I have come a long way. Either that or big traps or new arms or wrist rockets or something.
Two in there, wherever,
and also what about my reading glasses?
There are two pairs, and that's not the reading glasses. I'll turn on the reading glasses again, over. If I'm reading you right, I've got my breath up, but I can't read, right?
Yeah, I understand. I didn't hear what you said, but both of them are saying thank you. Okay, but don't forget my glasses, because it's imperative that I see something. So I can keep hitting myself in the head and can't live long like this. Oh. country turn off when you're done with the traffic or what?
No, we use the way a little bit and then we turn off, over.
Roger. Okay, well, let's stand by for a while then, huh?
Okay, yeah. We'll stand by and then I guess when you hear from Terry, you can let us know.
Came over here and went fishing and saw the area and fell in love with it. And one morning I just woke up building a fishing lodge. And I've been at it ever since. And now here comes the problem with Nicaragua, over.
No, I can't say that I am. I haven't heard any reports at all.
get up in the morning very often, and in this country, I have commercial license,
not on the amateur band, so I don't really listen a great deal, and don't communicate a great deal on amateur band, so I haven't heard anything at all from that area, over.
Occasionally, we do have...
frequency, and possibly we'd be able to solve some problems that way. Back to you, YN1AT portable 4, back to W4UVS.
All the local QRM that I've got here and the weather's appointments that you can get through to me.
JFK is YN1AC portable 4.
Yeah, YN1AC portable 4. This is WA4AYK.
Real fine, Steve.
And what is your handle, sir?
I think probably the problem here are a mass of emotions that have just gotten out of control somehow. And they don't really make any sense to me. But as far as operating a ham radio here, I don't feel any restrictions. I don't feel like the government is watching closely at all. And I'm just not worried about it. YN1AC portable 4 back to W4UZ.
W4 EDF. Houston. I ran a little bit before I reached Dallas. I've tried to make contact several times, but quite a few times, with Dallas on 40 feet again. And my support or the lead for my antenna, I've got a pack of pine trees right here. And I just chose those pine trees out of convenience and aimed it the best direction I thought I could. So far, it hadn't worked out. I figured I'd get a rotator up with a dry banner on 10, 15, 10. Then I'll start turning it around and looking for Dallas pretty seriously. But as yet, I'm not familiar with any hands there in Dallas. There are a couple there. I don't know the call signs. I hit with the hands in Dallas, but I don't know the call signs and haven't yet over them here from Nicaragua.
Associated with Nicaragua right now.